carries. We're going to take one more case before breaking for lunch. We will break for lunch. I would imagine number 10, who's got that? Got any idea, Mr. Badger, how long this will take?
Depends on how long the protester would like to.
I understand. We will be back in by, you think the figure's going to take 30 minutes?
At the most.
At the most. We will break for lunch at 12:30 and reconvene at 1:15. Proceed. Sir.
Okay. This is Mattawamkeag. Kathy, we hit the lights. Mattawamkeag Estates requests authorization to construct a 320-foot long by 5-foot wide pier, which includes a 20-foot by 10-foot L head and 7 mooring piles for the mooring of up to 5 community boats situated adjacent to community property along Mattawamkeag Creek in the Wilsonia Neck area of Northampton County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Quad sheet showing the location of the project. To the north is Hungers Creek, and to the south and wrapping around is Mattawamkeag Creek. To the west is the Chesapeake Bay. Wilsonia Neck in general is a mix of farmland and residential subdivisions. And as you can see, it's still mostly farmland at this time, but a lot of this has been subdivided. It just hasn't been built out at this point. And the arrow indicates the proposed pier location. Again, this is a closer view. What you have in the back here in blue is a proposed, or not proposed, but a 5-lot subdivision owned by 3 different groups of people. Five-lot subdivision. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Mattawamkeag Estates, as a group, in fee simple and in common, own a 50-foot or 20-foot wide here, and it goes out to 50 feet down here, riparian parcel, which is accessed from the creek, and it is a proposal to construct a 5-slip community pier on this parcel to serve the 5-lot landlocked properties. Mr. Sharon, who is the adjacent property owner, and I know I butchered that word, but I'm sure if he's here, he'll correct it. The adjacent property owner is protesting the project. He has concerns on his riparian rights, the need for 5 boat slips, where there are only 4 property or 3 property owners, and the original developer's intentions call the 50-foot wide parcel at boat landing and not a pier or wharf area, which is, where is it? Right here. And this is the applicant's drawing showing his property and the pier with the mooring piles and 5 boat slips. Ground shots showing the 20-foot wide area here, which expands to 50 foot wide by the time it gets down to the water. Another ground shot showing the location of the riparian areas. And this is my rendition of the riparian areas in red and the proposed pier in blue. I'll leave this right here for the time being. VIMS has indicated that the adverse impacts resulting from the community pier should be minimal. The Wetlands Board approved their portion of the project back in January of this year as submitted. The Health Department has indicated that the applicant has submitted an approved plan for a sanitational facility that is not and has been granted a variance. No other state agency has raised concerns or objections to the project. Summary and recommendation, I'm going to go through this with the slides here. Given the concerns of the protester and the fact that the common area or common riparian area is only 50 feet wide, staff informed the applicant that a formal riparian apportionment by the circuit court would be necessary to determine the riparian boundaries between Mattawamkeag Estate and their adjacent property owners. Only then will we be able to determine if the proposed pier would impact the legitimate property rights of the adjacent property waterfront property owners. So in green is the Highland riparian Be Simple and in Common parcel. In October 20th of this year, the circuit court an apportionment agreement between Mattawamon Estates and the two adjacent property owners was recorded in the clerk's office on October 20th this year, along with a survey showing the approved riparian area. And what you see in blue and red here is the approved riparian area. Starts at low water and continues out to the 3-foot contour. And this is my rendition of where the community pier would fit inside of it here. Staff also required that the applicant to provide a drawing showing the proposed pier and how the mooring of 5 community boats and any access to and from the pier would be confined to their riparian area. The applicant submitted a drawing dated October 24, 2006, showing that 5 boats could be moored and access the community pier without encroaching upon the adjacent riparian areas. That's this drawing here. You can see the pilings here and here and the pier itself. And this is my rendition of how the boats would fit in here. They would access straight in, and then they would, these would come out in this area here. In this area.
Okay.
Heights. As a result of the riparian apportionment agreement, the fact that all 5 parcels own in common the 50-foot wide riparian parcel and that the pier moorings and access can be contained within their apportioned riparian area without encroaching upon the adjacent riparian areas, and after considering all the facts contained in 28.2.1205A of the code, staff recommends approval of the project as submitted.
Thank you, Hank. Any questions for Hank? Good job, as usual. Is the applicant present or represented to come forward, sir? Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name and who you represent, please.
Charles Ward and Mattawamon Estates.
All right, sir. Good to have you here.
Thank you. May I?
You may. Yes, sir.
Just a statement I prepared.
All right.
Thank you. Just like to say it's been a long journey to get here to you guys. I think that we have satisfied all the requirements of the VMRC from the Wetlands Board through VIMS, through all of it, and we humbly request that you permit us to go on with our project.
Any questions of the applicant? Thank you, sir. If we have anything else, we'll call you back.
Thank you.
Is a protest in here?
Yes.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Good to have you. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please, for the record, sir.
Commissioner Bowman, other members of the commission, I'm Bob Marriage. I'm legal counsel to Mr. and Mrs. Jerome Schwamm, who are adjacent property owners.
Had I known you were acting as counsel, I would not have sworn you.
I understand.
I didn't know what your position was.
Exactly.
But we know each other
in different different area. My clients object to this permit really on two bases. One, the length of the pier is going to be 50 foot longer than their pier. It's going to negatively impact the view. The really good view is off to the right there. Perhaps even more concern, though, is the number of boat slips that have been approved for this project. 5. You know, there are 5 lots in Mattawamon Estates, and you can understand that those lots become more valuable if each person has a boat slip. But the fact of the matter is, to put 5 boat slips there really changes the character of my client's property in a negative way. You know, they didn't plan to live next to a mini marina. It's not that in name, but you know that's an awful lot of boats, commissioners and members of the commission. and it is really outside the precedents that have been set by the board. I think if you review community docks of this size, you would find that the number of boat slips that are approved are two, on rare occasion maybe three. But we respectfully suggest if you go down this road, you know, I'd like to live on the ocean, but I can't do it. It's one thing, you know, Mr. Ward has a house there. It's one thing for him, but, you know, thinking into the future, which you all obviously have to do, do you want to create a situation on the Eastern Shore where, you know, the way to get a place to dock your boat is to buy a dock, to buy a lot inland and then, you know, arrange some right of way, you know, and that's not, you know, we're going to end up with too many boats. I certainly don't pretend to be an environmental engineer, but I think common sense tells us, hey, every time we put a boat in the water, that's a negative impact. Whether the boats are in good shape or not, they're going to leak fluid. You know, how many boats do you want along the shore under these kind of circumstances? And with your admonition, Commissioner, not to just say things over and over and over again, and I'm going to stop. But that's my client's objection. This was we just don't believe this is in the best interest from a policy standpoint of the state.
Did you argue this matter before the circuit court during the apportionment?
No, I believe another. Well, I don't know that Mr. Schwamm can tell you. I don't know that they objected to the apportionment.
If you could be sworn in. Are you going to speak? Absolutely. Come forward. Could you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Can you state your name, please, for the record?
My name is Jerome Schwamm.
Okay. And the question was, during the course of the apportionment proceedings in circuit court,
yes, sir.
Did legal counsel argue any issue about the number of it's apparent that it's been apportioned to five different individuals. Did the boat issue come up during the course of any of that discussion?
No, sir, not that I'm aware of. We understood the riparian apportionment part of it was to determine whether or not there was a footprint there to put a pier in, regardless of the number of slips. So as a result, the number of slips wasn't relevant at that time.
I just didn't know if the issue was raised during the course of that proceeding.
No, sir. I feel like Mr. Ward, I feel the same way that he does. He's dotted his I's, crossed his T's. He's done everything he can do. I want to move forward. I could have contested the apportionment. I could have hired my own engineering firm. Could have dragged this out another year if I wanted to. But I think we should move forward in good faith. I'm asking you to consider my counsel's request.
Questions from the commission for counsel or the applicant, the protester. All right. Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you.
The matter is before the commission.
The applicant.
Does the applicant wish to rebut anything that's been said?
I suppose so.
You have 2 minutes to suppose so.
No problem.
Thank you.
The reason for the full 320 feet is it takes that far to get to 1.5 feet of water at the end of the dock at low tide. And the five lots, my friend Joey back here owns three of the lots. I own one, and another fellow owns one. And that's how we're paying for everything, is one-fifth, one-fifth, and three-fifths. And we just felt like it was only fair that each lot have its own slip. It would be extremely rare there'd be five boats sitting there. That's all I have to say.
All right. Any other questions? Mr. Shea?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No.
Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission for action.
Well, I do have one question of staff. And in the past for community peers, we've had a rule of thumb. And how does this apply to that? And how does it differ?
Mr. Graham.
Mr. Merritt and Mr. Schwamm both make good points about the number of votes. To be honest with you, our decision is predicated on having gone the extra mile for the apportionment. One could take it, and instead of five, there's 20 lots up there, and I want to put a 20 slip marina. We would have looked and said you really can't accommodate it. Depending upon the area, And once the area was apportioned and we had a plan and it appeared that, in fact, they could accommodate five boats reasonably without incurring encroaching on the adjacent property owner, and, yes, even though one person owned three, we felt that it was reasonable given the fact that an apportionment had occurred. We're not wed to that number, and certainly had they applied for three, we would have said yes. But I think the decisive factor here was not just what was reasonable, but the fact that it could be accommodated within an area that was set aside by the circuit court.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just looking at some of the items in the protest, and for example, one of them includes the objection to the fact that this represents a departure from the developer's original intentions. But I think the question before the board is whether or not this is a reasonable use of state-owned bottom. It certainly seems that they're within their riparian boundary as determined by the court. And I think, given that they are within their riparian boundary, I think it does represent a reasonable use in terms of scale. And I would move to approve the project as recommended by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
A second.
Seconded by Mr. Schick. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ma'am? Yes. Yes, ma'am. It is now 20-some after 12. We have the next case, Perkinson case. How long is that going to be? Trace, do you have any idea? I see there's one protest. Is there a protest in here?
I don't know.
Protest in here to the Perkinson case? Would they have, let me ask you a question. Would you have known the person, would they have left when I excused for lunch? Can you proceed with this last one? We've got a lot of heavy fishery agenda. If we can knock this one out.
Yes, sir.
Before
my,
lunch,
my
that's okay.
Staff evaluation is one page.
Great. I kind of figured that. And I'm sorry to overly work the commission today.